folks. Take it in. Feel the drum. Boom, and just like that, everybody's like, well, what the hell's going on? It's good stuff. Good stuff, episode 105. For any of you that do pay attention and follow Good Stuff or myself, you know that this has been coming. We are planning to do a Good Stuff live special because of everything that's been going on over the last 48 hours. And of course, I'm talking about Falcon Heights. I'm talking about Sterling. I mean, it's the only thing that people have been talking about for the past, probably even longer than 48 hours. People have been dogging on law enforcement for long before the most recent stuff has happened. It's just now that this stuff happened. I mean, wow. You want to talk about digging up skeletons in your closet. I mean, I'm seeing stuff reposted from 2009, from 2011, cops smashing windows, tasing people inside the car. I mean, people are on an anti-law enforcement rant of epic proportions. I've never seen anything like this. So with that, I introduce myself. My name is Dustin Bork. I've been doing Good Stuff for a while now. Usually it is just a podcast. It's never live. But this one is live because this one is big time. The reason why I say that is because I've got three key people calling into the show tonight. I'll have one person in at 12:15, one person in at 30, and one person in at 45. Every 15 minutes, I got a special guest calling in. They're writers for our site, overtime.news. They're radio personalities for our other shows, Satellite Sundays, Sports Roundup. Satellite Sundays is obviously on Sundays, 1 to 3. Sports Roundup is every Tuesdays and Thursdays. Every Tuesdays. Jesus. Sports Roundup is every Tuesday and Thursday from 11 to 1. You have lunch. You just listen to us. Just talk sports. It's an awesome show. It's our leading show. I got three main voices, main personalities calling into the show, and they all come from different backgrounds. Okay, I got one of them who is an African-American male, okay, over 30, so we know he's seen a lot, been through a lot, so we'll have that perspective. It's not just going to be a whiteout. Everybody thinks it's going to be a whiteout, and when I say that, just all white people, excuse me, talking about everything and only having one perspective. No, we're going to have an African-American male who is a writer for us, who is very opinionated, very well spoken, and he's going to come on and he's going to educate all of us and let us know what it's like to see all this. And then Jeremy and Chris, they're going to be calling in as well. Chris is the co-founder of Overtime.News and one of our head radio personality guys, and Jeremy is one of our best writers, and we're going to dive right into it. So what I wanted to lead the show off with before Jason calls in at 12:15 is just the whole Falcon Heights thing. So I took the actual video, turned it into audio so I could play it on the show so you could hear it if you haven't heard it. And I especially want to focus on certain parts of it because people have not been happy with me over the last 24 hours because I have taken a stance, and my stance is not a friendly one. The first thing I want to do is play part one of the Falcon Heights video. Bear with me. It's only 2 minutes long. It's not going to take forever, but I want you to listen to this because I have solid points to make. All right, here we go. Part one.
Stay with me. We got pulled over for a busted tail light in the back, and the police just, he's covered. They killed my boyfriend. He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket, and he let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet, and the officer just shot him in his arm. We're waiting for a back. I will, sir. No worries. I will.
Fuck.
He just shot his arm off. We got pulled over on Larpiner.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand off
me. You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license. Oh, my God, please don't tell me he's dead. Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that.
Keep your hands where they are, please.
Yes, I will, sir. I'll keep my hands where they are. Please don't tell me this, Lord. Please, Jesus, don't tell me that he's gone. Please don't tell me that he's gone. Please, officer, don't tell me that you just did this to him. You shot 4 bullets into him, sir. He was just getting his license and registration, sir.
Get the female passenger out.
Ma'am, exit the car right now with your hands up. Let me see your hands. Exit now. Keep them up. Keep them up. Face
Where's my daughter? You got my daughter?
Face away from me and walk backwards. Walk backwards towards me. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. Ma'am, you're just being detained right now until we get this all sorted out, okay?
They threw my phone, Facebook. Please don't tell me. Lord Jesus, please don't tell me.
What's your first year?
Okay, please.
Wasn't there anything?
No, please don't tell me my boyfriend is gone. Here, take it off my hand. Please don't tell me he's gone. Please, Jesus, no!
Now, that last part is what infuriates me the most, because when I first heard this clip, okay, the clip's about 8 minutes long, 9 minutes long, I think, 9 minutes and something seconds. I cut out all the middle part where she's laying on the ground and all you can see is the camera facing up into the sky because they put the phone on the ground next to her. The part that fries me, that fucking kills me, cuts me to the core, is knowing that this fucking chick doesn't give a flying fuck about the guy that got shot next to her. Instead, she's gotta do a Facebook live stream. Does anybody realize what you have to do a Facebook live stream? This is not like pulling your phone out and hitting 911. You gotta press a few buttons, okay? If my wife was sitting next to me when I got shot 4 times, allegedly 4 times, we're gonna cover that in a second, but if I got shot, period, and she's sitting next to me, the last thing she would do is not be a hysterical mess, and she wouldn't pull her Facebook fucking status up and go into a live feed. That to me is absolute bullshit. Now, I have such a problem with that, but the even bigger problem, yeah, people, you want to hate me, you want to call me anything that you want, you go right ahead. But the fact of the matter is that this woman didn't give a flying fuck. And the reason why I say that is when at the end of the video, oh, please, please, Jesus, don't tell me he's gone. She starts to throw some acting into it because she thinks that this is going to go viral and she's going to become a celebrity overnight. Kanye West status. But no, no, no. Instead, what does she do? She sits there, please. She starts acting like a split second later. Ah, hey, can you get me my phone real quick so I can look at my Facebook? Like literally. So you went from this just hysterical cry, right, that she finally was able to muster up 2 minutes into the clip. She finally starts to get hysterical, like, oh, Lord, baby Jesus, oh, no, no. Like, she's got to sell it. Like, she was perfect at the beginning. I mean, it was like the host of a radio show. She could put me out of a job. She intro'd the show. She told you what the officer was doing. She told you what happened. She told you what she was doing. Who else was it? I mean, you heard it all. She laid it all out for you. Not a single weep. Not a quiver. No, nothing. She was perfectly fine. Then what happens? The only valid point, why am I being arrested? We're just detaining you right now, is what the other officer said. We need to get you set aside so we can get the situation figured out, and then we'll let you go. That's what was said. That's protocol. So I was even when I showed the clip to my wife, she's like, well, why is she being arrested? And then the officer immediately was like, we're just detaining you temporarily, and then we'll figure it out. So he was just setting shit straight. He just wanted to get everybody situated, wanted to get the girl out of the car. There was a daughter in the back seat, I guess, or I don't know. There was a kid in the back seat. Could be a boy, girl. I thought it was a daughter. But anyways, She didn't give a fuck. And then she intermittently starts throwing on the tears and this, that, and the other. That's my problem. If you open that video up and you're a fucking wreck, you're just drenched in tears, you're in panic mode like a horror movie, then I'm feeling a little worse. But the fact that this bitch doesn't give a flying fuck, I don't give a fuck. You cannot tell me a single reason why she was that calm. Not shock. You can tell me the kid was in shock. That's why the kid wasn't crying. Fine, but that's because the kid was silent. I know what shock is. So that's my biggest problem. Let's go to part two now. This is real. Where I'm really going to fucking lay into this shit.
We in the back seat of the police car. Phil's sister called me. The police just shot my boyfriend for no apparent reason. My phone is about to die. They shot him. He shot him 3 times because we had a busted taillight. He asked them for license and registration. He told them that man that it was in his wallet, but he had a pistol on him because he's licensed to carry. And the officer told him, don't move. And as he was putting his hands back up, the officer shot him in his arm about 4 or 5 times. I'm on Larpiner and Fry. Whoever can come to Larpiner and Fry, that's where I'm at. I'm going to need a ride home. We is on Larpiner and Fry. Alizé, if you can come to Larpiner and Fry, we right here in Roseville. We got the Roseville police. They got me handcuffed. My phone is about to die. I'm on Larpiner and Fry. The Roseville Police Department just shot my boyfriend. They shot him 4 times. He's licensed to carry. We had a busted taillight. And we had some weed in the car. That's about it.
We had a busted taillight and we had some weed in the car. That's about it. This is my other point, okay? First of all, they shot him about 4 or 5 times. They shot him 4 times. They shot him 3 times. Come on, lady. Right? How many times did they shoot him? Okay? Sounds like you're kind of all fucking over the place here. But anyways, not even that. My biggest problem, well, we had some weed in the car. Is weed legal in the state that they're in? I'm not sure. Someone's going to have to verify that and let me know. Hell, the chat box is fucking open. Let me know. I don't think it was legal. I don't think this guy was fucking clean. I don't think he was a stand-up citizen. I don't think he was just this innocent dude who's you know, going to his 9-to-5. They're just stopping at the bank to deposit a couple checks, head back to the house and play Scrabble. No, no, no. They got fucking weed in the car, she says. She ends the clip. Just a little bit of weed in the car. So this guy's got a record, been verified that the guy was trying to blah, blah, blah. He's got a record. The cop sitting there in the window wants to get the guy to either get out, wants to – I don't even know. And this is another valid point that Chris is going to make later on in the show. None of us were there, so we don't really know what happened. We know what happened as soon as this lady decided to do a live Facebook stream after she just witnessed someone being shot not even a foot away from her. But we don't know what happened before that. So – it's kind of like a UFO sighting. Everybody talks about the aftermath, but nobody can show you a damn fucking video of the fucking UFO that they claim happened. So I don't know what this officer said. I don't know what the guy said. He could have been talking shit to the officer, could have been playing, man, what the fuck, why do I got to get out of the car? Why do I got to, oh, sorry, am I being racist with that voice? Man, why do I have to get out of the automobile? You know, he could have been saying all that good stuff, and the cop could have been like, you know what, I don't give a shit, get out of the car. But we don't know. We don't know. So all we do know is what this lady has broadcasted and what she is saying calmly and then intermittently in a panic when she decides to throw the acting shoes on. So I think, unfortunately, the only genuine thing to come out of that clip is the kid screaming when they take the kid out of the car. And that's the only thing that truly broke me up inside, because I got a 4-year-old daughter. So I felt for the kid, because if the kid had to witness anything – that's fucking awful, and that's not right, but I don't know. We don't know what happened. All we know is there's a dude with blood, there's a cop with a gun out, it's pointing right at him. Now, what I do know is that the cop is flipping out, right? You hear the cop at the beginning of the clip clearly pissed off at himself. I can only imagine he's probably one of two things. He probably – this is the first time he's ever shot his gun on duty – which is a big fucking deal for cops if you don't know it. because I know many cops, and that's a big fucking deal. So when you shoot for the first time, or when you kill for the first time, or when you draw blood on another human with your weapon for the first time, that is a big fucking deal for a cop. So it sounded like maybe that was it with the cop, or maybe he knew he fucked up. Or maybe he knew that this was going to go viral and turn into a big fucking thing. But the one thing that you don't hear in those clips, because I couldn't play the full fucking 10-minute video, is it wasn't a white guy, folks. So all you motherfuckers out there who are trying to start a fucking war against white people right now, back the fuck up. She said it was a Chinese cop, okay? So that right there sounds like an issue to me, because this is not white on black crime. This is not bringing back the slave times, civil rights, blah, 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 fucking no, that's not what this is. This is just a fucking cop doing his job, probably didn't know where the guy's hands were going, whether he said he was going to do this with his hands. Who the fuck knows, right? Who the fuck knows? But my point is, if you are literally well off enough that you can bust out a Facebook broadcast, a live broadcast, right after someone got shot, not even 5 inches from you, something to me is wrong in that situation. Hey, maybe they were about to break up, right? Maybe, but there's your comedy relief. Maybe she didn't give a fuck. Maybe she was about to dump the dude. Maybe he was a lowlife. Who the fuck knows? But my point is, anybody gets shot next to me, I'm not busting out Facebook Live, all right? It's not 911. It's like the people at the Pulse nightclub shooting. You really you updated your Twitter status before 911? Really? Somebody shows up with an assault rifle in the middle of your nightclub. People are getting shot, and your first instinct, millennial, is to fucking update your Twitter instead of fucking calling 911? I guess that's a little problem with today's society, and that's another day, another time, another dollar, but I don't know, man. I just got some major beef here, but I do have the first caller. I got Jason Cordonaire, one of our best writers, one of our best on-air talents. He's here to express what I can only imagine. He's been showing me video and pictures all day of protesters. Apparently, cops have been killed already. So it sounds like it's a fucking jungle out there, Jason. How's it going, man?
Man, I'm just trying to be alive. Just trying to stay alive. I don't know. It looks like someone's trying to spark a race war. That's not what we all want. That's not what we all need. I feel like, you know, my boss told me today, and I have to agree with her, this country is broken. I don't know where it started from or what's going on, but actually, Dustin, I have to disagree with you. I thought the Facebook Live thing was a brilliant idea because she knew it was going to go viral. And
yeah.
She couldn't
but don't you think that was a brilliant business idea, right? It was a brilliant business decision.
I don't know what
you're
going to get out of it, but I thought it was very clever and witty. And right. I guess, like you said, it's a millennial thing. Millennials will think before I use my
it's
phone
the Yelp review
to call
guy.
911, I'm going to do a Facebook Live. I've never done a Facebook Live, so I have no idea how that process works.
I only have very little experience with it, and it's not something where you just press a button. You have to press a few buttons, and you even have to name the broadcast. So I don't know what the fuck she named it, but my point is it's a little bit of a process. So it's kind of I guess it makes sense because the clip starts when she's mid-sentence. So she was probably sitting there like rifling through on her phone trying to get the thing to start up, and then finally it got through and she had been talking for a little bit, because if people play the clip, she's mid-sentence, like she's talking about something and then everybody kind of catches up. But my biggest problem, I don't know if you listened to the opening, but my biggest problem was we listened to part one and part two. I broke it up into two-minute clips because it's a nine-minute video and there's a lot of dead space in the middle where the camera's just pointed up and you hear a lot of cops and cars moving around and stuff. But I got all the main stuff, which was the first 2 minutes where she's flipping out, telling us everything that happened. The cop's flipping out. He's upset. He's distressed. You can tell. And then you can hear them pull her out of her car, detain her. My biggest fucking problem is she doesn't weep a single bit until she's been put under the ground. Her phone is away from her. And then she starts saying, please, Lord Jesus, don't tell me he's gone. And it's just, it's not even genuine. I'm sorry, it's not. And then finally she starts laying it on thick. And then immediately, and I mean with the drop of a fucking dime, oh, Lord, hey, can I get my phone so I can check my Facebook? I'm not even acting, Jason. That is a direct motherfucking quote.
I think she was thinking, I'm going to not say milk it, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get my interviews and I'm going to, you know, express my Black Lives Matters and all that other stuff.
But damn, that your boyfriend?
When I first saw the video, I thought it was fake. I thought the whole thing was fake. And then I'm like, holy shit, this really happened.
I mean, it just seems, maybe you, myself, and the other people that I've spoken to are on a different level. I really don't think I don't think I'm better than anybody, but I'm sorry if that is happening next to me. I've seen people die. I've witnessed someone die in front of me, and I've seen people get very hurt. I've bounced for a long time, seen a lot of bloody fights. I've never seen anybody shot in front of me. Now, if she's saying, the other problem I had is she can't seem to get the facts straight. You were shot 3 times. You were shot about 4 or 5 times. You were shot 4 times. They shot him 5 times. Like, she literally updates the amount of times he was shot, and she's got a different amount of times each time. I understand that if you are there and you don't have the greatest memory, you might say 3 or 4 right. times each time, but you're not going to jump. She said 3, she said 4, she said 5, she said about 3 to 4, she said about 4 or 5. I mean, she's all over the place. But my point is, dude, if that happened to me that close and it is someone I truly care about, A, I'm not busting out Facebook Live, and B, I'm not calm. You know what I mean? I'm going to be a fucking wreck, especially if there's a kid in the back.
Yeah, I don't know how she did that, all that. It is mind-boggling. But the fact of the matter is someone died, and I don't know, man. I'm more concerned about what's going on right now. With, you know, we have 11 officers shot, 4 killed now, 4 officers in Dallas. And I know you're a big advocate. I'm a big advocate. You know, we need cops, and I understand that. And this is not the answer. This is not the answer. This is something nobody wants. So not to diminish what happened to that guy yesterday, but this is not what we need. This is not what this country needs.
That was a point that I was trying to make when I was talking about the OJ doc. Now, I thought I was actually worried when I watched the OJ documentary, because it seems like when a documentary like that comes out that starts to talk so about how bad society was, and you can actually sit there and be like, you know, it's really not that much different than what we're dealing with today. And people start to put 2 and 2 together, and then it's like, okay, because if you remember in that OJ doc, the guy who got the Rodney King thing that happened, then all of a sudden they burnt down half of L.A. Like, there was a bunch of African-Americans that went on this giant riot. They were burning down gas stations, this, that, the other. And then they literally stopped a truck driver at an intersection, pulled him out of his thing because he was white.
And
beat him. And so my point is, you know, there's a fine line, because there's all these people that were like preachers, right? And you respected them, that stood in front of the camera, that said, this is not going to be tolerated. We need to rise up. We need to come together, demand respect. I'm fine with that. I am not fine with the people that preach that and then go out and kill themselves, and then go out and then riot, and go out and loot, and go out and commit. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to be that stand above it thing and look down on us as a like when I say us, it's because right now it's targeted at white. It is not targeted at cops. This is drawing a line between black and white right now all over again. And it's happening all over social media. And the example I actually want to use is, well, what makes sense to do would be to play this clip. It was an article. I don't even know who the guy is. It was on Viral Voice. Do you know who Kevin Gates is? Who the hell is that?
Yeah, I know. He's a rapper down south. I think he's from Atlanta, but I know who he is.
Okay, so he's a big time. Okay, so he's a hip hop guy. He's doing an interview. I think it was with Stacey Dash. And he starts talking about All Lives Matter. So what I did is I pulled that clip out. I want to play it. It's about 3 minutes long, so bear with me, and then we'll come back and we're going to talk more when it's done.
106 KMEL.
It was like Stacey Dash said, that it shouldn't be no BET, everybody should be Americans. And I was like, if she said that, then I feel like I agree with that, because it's only two type of people in life, real people and fake people.
Right.
They got these people talking about all black, man, Black Lives Matter, man, all lives matter.
Right.
Because most of the people that say this stuff, I'm going to say this, I've been a victim of police brutality.
Right.
Excuse me, I wasn't a victim of police brutality. I got my ass whooped
right
by the police before.
Yeah.
But you know why? Because I was belligerent.
Okay.
I was belligerent and I was conducting myself like a nigger.
Okay.
And when I say nigger, I don't mean that.
You mean ignorant.
No, I was conducting myself in an ignorant manner.
Mm-hmm.
I had no respect for myself. I had no respect for the authority that was talking to me, so I deserved what I got.
Right.
I'm a convicted felon. I get pulled over all the time. I'm a two-time convicted felon.
Right.
And I've been arrested for aggravated charges. I have aggravated charges on my arrest record.
Okay.
And when I speak to these individuals with respect, I've never had a problem since I changed the way that I conducted myself.
Okay.
Never had a problem. So I don't feel like Black Lives Matter. I feel like all lives matter. I have to be restrained because I became verbally abusive and I became belligerent.
Yeah, but don't you think that Black Lives Matter isn't just talking about those type of arrests? They're also talking about the kids who are just walking up the street, the guys who are just jogging with the hoodie on, who get assaulted, arrested, shot.
Hold on. Let me show this.
And I'm talking about people in general.
Look at me.
Okay.
Tattoos in my face.
Okay.
Teardrops in my face. Tattoos everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. All over me.
Right.
I'm talking about I fit the description. I fit the description.
Right.
But when I changed the way that I conduct myself,
mm-hmm.
I've no longer had any problems. For the people that saying that they having problems, you know, no disrespect to them. Because sometimes, you know, they got some people called, they got police that's called sweaters.
Yeah.
They sweat for no reason.
Yeah.
But it's the way that you conduct yourself with authority.
Sorry to keep going in on this, but how?
So you hear him talk about, you know, how he conducted himself, his own appearance, how that's gone against him sometimes. He's got a record. He was belligerent. And the second he was pulled over a lot because he had a record, which actually brings me to the Sterling thing. But, I don't want to go too deep into that one just because that one to me was more cut and dry. Like, people have said that one could have been handled a lot differently. And there are a lot of people that are just agreeing across the board that one could have been handled a lot differently. The only thing I have always said is that if you have a record, people are going to pick on you. People are going to check up on you, meaning cops. And I'm sorry, when I was a kid, I did some stupid shit and I got a ding on my record, and it's not that uncommon for to be driving at a random time. A cop finds you and they're like, well, what are you doing in this area? And they look your tag up. They find out, oh, okay, you got a misdemeanor and assault. And then, all right, well, what the hell is this dude up to? Let's just pull him over to take a look. And then you start getting wise and you start saying this, that, and the other. And then some stuff goes down. So do you agree or disagree with what he just said in the clip?
I'm on the fence. I agree with some of the stuff, and I disagree with some. I do think we do, as a culture, bring too much attention to ourselves, and social media doesn't help that, and our, you know, hip-hop artists don't help that, and celebrities don't help, and athletes. I think the problem, though, is that my issue with both cases is that both of those states were you're licensed to carry a firearm. You can do that. My issue really is with the NRA, because no one's coming into the defense of a gun owner. And I think that's another problem that the country has to eventually deal with. They have to deal with the fact that people are discriminated because of records. And I think that's a little too much. You know, you can't go by the record all the time. Some people reform, just like Kevin Gates said, he reformed. So to some degree, you can't hold that all the time against somebody.
All right. So this is the only – you only got like 3 minutes left with us. So the only thing I want to bring up, I took that clip. I posted it on my Facebook wall. I said, this is going to be on the show tonight. I go to all the people out there that are trying to start a war between white and black people. Listen to this man. Notice his skin color, his appearance. Really listen to him. And I said, it's the smartest thing I've heard in the last 48 hours, meaning all lives matter. If you don't fuck with the police, if you don't act belligerent, you don't talk back, you just listen. that usually 99% of the time, I mean, there's that one guy that's just going to be a dick and you don't know how he got his job. But I'm telling you, 99% of the time, it's going to be, you know what I mean? It'll be all right. They may take you out. They may make you feel like a dick.
I'll say this about the cops. And most of 90% of the times I dealt with police officers, it's been cool. It's been on some old, hey, you're speeding. They would just signal at me like, hey, slow down a little bit. Or if I got some weed, hey, put that out. They really don't act aggressively. So it could be a little bit what Kevin Gates is saying.
Is it because you're a well-spoken African-American man? Can we jump to that? It could be that.
I like to believe that's what it is.
Right. So now this is the issue I have. I posted that. I tagged a buddy of mine named Jason Cordner in it. And I have two comments. And I want you to hear each comment. And I want you to respond to each comment. Okay? So they read this post. They opened it. They watched the video. They heard what he said. One guy says, so the smartest thing said was all lives matter and get rid of BET. Do those lives that matter include the members of terrorist organizations as well? Just checking. So there's a little subtle dig. I like it. It's funny, but whatever. Next, he keeps going. He says, could it be many whites wish to return to happier times so they can enjoy their white privilege in peace? And I mean, that's a bomb. Okay, so we got one comment right there. I'm pretty sure that it's safe to say this person's not white, but we're not even going to go with race. That's one comment. The next comment, Jason, is the fact of the matter is all lives should matter, but they don't. They don't matter in all white people the same way. They don't matter in all black people. This is the reality of the world we live in. Natural disasters, terrorism destroy hundreds, if not thousands of lives and people all over the world. Yet even the media attention some get versus others makes my point even more valid. All lives should matter, but they don't. So that right there, those were two comments on that. Now, the one that really got to me was yesterday. Okay. I'm pretty sure you posted this on your status. It might have been something you were tagged in, but it goes like this. The fucking video recording, shoot back at these racist redneck motherfuckers. The heck video recording going to do for your family to get justice? We have no damn sense. Next comment on the feed is they just killed the guy and he didn't even do anything. Rest in peace. Now the next one says taping does no good anymore because they still collect in vacation pay and walk in clean. Next guy, true that. Next guy, blacks better listen to some Tupac, NWA, Ice Cube and get some Black Panthers and start packing. Quick that pussy shit. Exactly. So this is clearly going down the non, you know what I mean, rise above it road. Like, this is fucking starting a war, and it's sending people far into their corners. Would you agree?
But I'll agree with that, but I'll say this, Dustin. You got to understand, people are in their emotions right now. It's kind of like Danny Gilbert and the whole LeBron letter 6 years ago. It's the same thing. People are charged up right now. They're not thinking right. Like, I'll give you a quick example. I know I got to go soon. I'll give you a quick example. A couple of white friends, and I have a lot of white friends. Hey, one of my best friends for 30 years, he's a cop. Known him, he's a great guy. I have a lot of cop friends. I have a lot of white friends. And a lot of them are like, hey, listen, man, we don't agree with what's going on. We're not all bad. And I appreciate them stepping out, coming on my page. You too, you come on my page too, and you express your views. And I appreciate that because we need to have a dialogue. That's what's wrong with this country. This country doesn't. Nobody wants to have dialogue. Everybody wants to sit in the little corners. Nothing's going to resolve if we stay in our little corners. And I feel awful knowing that four cops are dead right now because of a protest, which I'm pretty sure they were like, hey, 9 out of 10 protests are peaceful, and this happened. So I'm really upset about that.
So I'll leave you with this. You're out of here in a second, but the last thing I want to know, and I want you to answer this objectively, this is my biggest problem with anything that sparks a racial war, a racial debate, anything. Do you think a single one of these people that are making those comments on your Facebook, that are making those comments in general, whether you know them, you don't know them, whether there are people out there you've never heard of that are like, fuck white people, fuck the police, whatever. Do you think a single one of those people lost a second of sleep over the last 48 hours thinking about this? Answer objectively.
I think some of them did because I woke up with a headache today. Like, I really, you know, going to work today was tough for me. And then to deal with the protesting, it also made it tough. And then to come home to deal with this, it's only making headache worse.
Yeah, so you're in the thick of it. You're in the middle of the city. You showed me, for people that don't know, Jason sent me pictures of protests, of riot crew cops showing up right in front of them. So he's in the thick of it in New York City right now. So it makes sense that you'd be stressed out, but I guess my biggest point is I'm not going to lie, okay, and this is what's going to get me a lot of people, a lot of hate mail, but if 1,000 white people were murdered tomorrow, I didn't know a single one of them, wasn't related to them, wasn't friends with a friend who knew one of them, none of them, I would not lose a single second sleep. I would see it, I'd say, that's fucking awful, that's a shame, something needs to be done.
Right.
But I wouldn't lose sleep over it, Jason. And I'm honest. I'm being honest. I would not lose sleep over it. Would it make me get all riled up and we get to start packing and we get to fight back? But no. I would just – I'd say, fuck, man, this world's fucked up. And you know what I'd do? I'd go into bed with my beautiful wife, kiss my daughter goodnight, and it'd be over and done with. I wouldn't lose a second of sleep.
Good point.
So – Jason, thank you very much for joining us. That's Jason Cordonnier, everybody. He is one of our top writers. He is on Satellite Sundays every Sunday, 1 to 3. He's on Sports Roundup Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 1. We're excited that he called in. Thank you very much. On the line with me now, I'm pretty sure it's the big boy Bloom from Bloom's Room. Is that you, Jeremy?
That's me, my friend.
Jeremy?
How you doing?
So, did you hear anything that went on between Jason and I? Did you hear any of that convo, that dialogue?
I've been listening to your entire show, and I think it, you guys are absolutely just brilliant. I'll be honest with you, I just saw the video last night, and, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm white, okay, everybody knows that, but I was flabbergasted. Did you actually, like, just take a second to watch that thing?
Oh, yeah, like, I watched it twice, and I downloaded it and listened to it a couple more times before the show.
I couldn't believe, like, you know, this is the problem I have with this, okay? This is, my grandfather, God rest his soul, was a Hartford cop in Connecticut for almost 30 years. He saw his, I'm telling you right now, what I think, they probably won't believe me, but I think racism was six times as worse than it was back when he was a cop from the 30s to the 60s. But, I mean, I was telling my wife tonight about this. We were having a discussion about this. The problem is things have changed because of the media, and everybody has a phone now, and you can't get away with anything now. And the problem I have the most is, I have been a cop fan all my life, and I growing up, I always wanted to be a cop. But to be honest with you, I was sad to see what happened there, and I still can't figure out why he had to shoot that guy. He's already on the ground. Looks like they had him detained, but you have to fire, what did he fire, 3 rounds into his chest?
The guy was sitting in the – and I don't even understand this because in the video it looks like the passenger seat has the steering wheel. So I don't know if she somehow flipped.
Yeah.
I don't know if she mirror imaged the video somehow, maybe with – I don't know. Or she's in England. Who the fuck knows? But
all I know is that
he had the steering wheel in front of him. So – From the view of the camera, he was in the passenger seat but had a steering wheel. So either he's in America driving a foreign car with the flip thing going on, or the thing with the, I don't know. But he was in the seat shot, so he shot through the window at this guy. I don't think they shot him on the ground. I don't think they shot him standing up, and he crawled into the car. They shot him while he was seated in the car, which is why people are even more enraged, because there was a child in the back seat. So – the part that I told Jason that I really was fucking pissed about is the fact that she was very calm. Now, she might just be a powerful woman. You know what I mean? Maybe she is just – maybe she is the queen herself and she can handle all the stress and not freak out. Or maybe, you know, to make it funny and completely inappropriate, she didn't give a fuck about him and was about to leave him.
No, you could be right.
Like,
you don't know.
You know what I mean? But
much.
I'm sorry, man. I'm pretty sure if your wife saw you get shot like that right there, right next to you, if mine did, if Chris's girl did, if my mom, my sister, they
my
would be
wife,
a fucking
my
wreck.
Wife would have gone, my wife would have killed somebody. She, you know, I try to think that, you know, if anything did this, my wife would, so, you know, my wife would kill somebody if they tried to do something like that to me. That's the relationship we have. I don't think that, I'll be honest.
Do you really pull it out and go Facebook Live?
Right?
Do you really go Facebook Live, though? You know what I mean?
But that's why I understand. This is the problem I have is, like, you know, we live in this day and age now of social media where everything has to be shown. Why?
Right.
Why do we need to see things like this? Listen, I'm not stupid, okay? I know I'm white. I get this whole black and white stuff. I feel horrible for these people, what's going on. But I don't I don't understand this stuff. I don't understand what's going on here. And I don't know if you heard the thing that Peter Rosenberg said on the other night about,
listen.
The responsibility for something.
Right. So you segued me into it. So that was Falcon Heights we've been talking about this whole time. I want to change gears so I can play the Rosenberg clip. It's a minute 50 seconds, so bear with me. We're going to play that, and then when we get out of the clip, you can keep talking. Here we go.
On the surface, as an officer yourself, it looks bad, no?
You know, I will tell you that it's...
Can you say the words, it looks bad?
They don't want...
Why? You can't ever say that. This is the problem I have with cops. I have to say this. This is the problem I have with police officers, and no disrespect to you. Y'all don't ever want to point at someone else and say, you can't do your job well. Right. I can tell you right now, if I heard a radio personality get on the air and do something irresponsible, I'd go, that's a bad radio personality.
Yes.
He does a bad job.
Yes.
Police officers never want to say when y'all do a bad job. So that's the reason the public thinks all of you are bad. Because you won't ever call someone out and say, they murdered someone. In cold blood, it happened again. And until you guys start taking responsibility for your own, people in the street are going to be upset instead. So how about y'all lead the movement instead? How about instead of people rioting, police officers get out in front of it themselves, and you guys are the first ones on the front lines? That's what should happen. Instead of you struggling to say, well, I don't know, it could be, they murdered that man. We just saw it.
Well, I can't agree with you.
What do you mean? Are you watching it?
And that's the problem. And the fact that you're sitting there, you laugh about it, is even worse.
And you know, listen. You,
no, I'm not laughing.
I know you're not laughing at the situation, but my man, you can say on the surface, if we don't gain more information, that looks real bad. I would have done a better job. I wouldn't have done that. I would have found a way. It's the same as Laquan McDonald's. You had cops who were sitting there doing their job, trying to calm the situation. But then here comes Renegade Rambo, who just rolls up and kills Laquan McDonald.
Yep.
There were cops there trying to do a good job.
Yep.
So you can say there are some that do a good job, and then there can be hotheads who do a bad job. We could learn more, but this video starts out bad.
So that's obviously the clip you're talking about with Rosenberg, where
he wants
accountability. He wants the cops to say we fucked up.
Absolutely.
I guess the problem that I have, the biggest problem that I have with that, is being a cop is like being in a fraternity, okay? And if there's anybody if anybody knows anything about law enforcement or government, you know, paid employees or anything at any level, for the most part, I've got an uncle who's a firefighter. I know many cops. You watch out for each other, and
right,
you,
the brotherhood.
Your brothers,
the walls, they call it.
Exactly, your brothers of the shield, your brothers of the badge, your brothers of this. So you, if he's taught, I have no idea who Rosenberg was talking to in that clip. I don't know if it was the police chief, if it was just a Joe detective, if it was
random like a police chief. I'll tell you that.
Right. So, but I don't know who he's talking to. But do you really think that guy wants to be the guy who goes viral for dogging on his own people? You know what I mean?
No,
like, what did Rosenberg want?
I don't listen. I'm all for having accountability, but the law is a very important thing to me, and I think cops, obviously are trying to uphold the law the best way they know how. Listen, they make mistakes. It happens to everybody. So, I know the accountability thing, I don't think that's ever going to happen, because you don't want to be the first cop to come out and say, hey, listen, I made a mistake, I shot somebody, because you're going to turn into a pariah and your career is over. And the cops they don't want to do that. They don't want to admit they made a mistake. And you're never going to see them say, hey, listen, I messed up, I did something I shouldn't have done. And maybe, someday I hope to God that will happen, but the way we're going in this technology age and where everything is going, that's not going to happen. I understand, I've heard a lot of stories my grandpa told me when I was a kid. I know it's a lot different being a cop in the 50s and 60s than it is now. But, he's seen so many things that I can't even describe to you on the air that they,
it's
that
probably
happened.
Terrible. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, he went through race riots back then, He's told me he's seen people up in the tree, lynched. I think that's the most horrible thing you could do to a human being. I'm sorry. I've never understood that. And, I'm trying to understand this. I'm trying to I hate the fact, I'm trying to say this in a way where I don't sound racist, but is there any way you could say this where we're not offending somebody? Because I don't think there is. I don't have a great answer for that, So I don't know what to say to that, but it's like, I understand where these people are coming from, But, you know, but there has to be a line where you say, somebody take a step back, tell me what's going on, and we need to get down, sit together, and find a way to fix this. How hard can that be?
I mean, tell me that those comments that I read from from all the black people flipping out about, you know, blacks better listen to some Tupac, N.W.A., Ice Cube, and get some Black Panthers and start packing.
Right.
Quick, this pussy
right.
shit. Like,
they're
literally, they want.
They're so stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
Hashtag
because
fight
we
back.
We say things
like
that, and it makes us look worse, if you ask me. We need to, you know, we need to keep our mouths shut. And this thing, you know, the problem is the people over, you know, I understand people, what just happened to you at the moment. I understand that. You know, but we need to. This needs to take some
Jason
time.
Jason made a great point. He said people are pissed. It's in the moment.
Right.
You know, whatever. Cooler heads will prevail. But dude, right. I don't know, man, because Jason just told me that eight people got killed. Eight cops were
right.
shot and killed today. So
right.
you know
like
what I mean?
2 days that people are dying already. So I don't know how long you need to wait.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how long does everybody need a cool down period? Like, how many cops do we like? So this is. I guess my biggest problem, my biggest point, cops, their job, the whole thing. I've brought it up in the past on many shows. I brought it up on this one. I was a bouncer for many years. I was a door guy. Mm-hmm. I walked around. I floated the floor. I watched for everybody, tried to keep people safe, tried to get the drunk people out, make sure there weren't any perverts harassing any girls, blah, blah, blah. On the times
right,
that
right.
I was downtime dull, just checking IDs at the door, the detail cops would come in working fucking overtime, working 60 hours a week because they're getting paid dick and they got to work
right.
overtime to get ends meet because they put their lives on the line. They don't get paid dick, just like the military. It's always the guys with the
right.
most important jobs that get paid
yep.
shit. And then it's the stuck up little hoity-toity sitting at the top of the tower that's a millionaire. So anyways,
yeah,
I'm talking to the guy. He's telling me, you know, all the different shit that's going on. And this is years ago. And he's just talking to me, just mm-hmm. eye to eye. We're just shooting the shit. They are not fucking robots. They're not monsters.
No.
They're human beings with families.
Right.
Nine of them were killed today in reaction
right.
to two bad decisions. Now,
right.
I don't know if the guy –
when you're a
the guy,
and you have a split second to make a decision. Either
right,
either
and
it's
that's
good
my
or bad.
Point. You put your fucking
like
bulletproof vest on in the morning.
Shoes. You know?
Yeah, put your bulletproof vest on in the morning knowing you're going to get shot at today, maybe. And tell me you're
right.
not going to go out with a little bit of an adrenaline rush and be a little strung tight.
You got a chip on your shoulder, I would think.
It's like if you – I watched a clip of a guy who is getting pulled over. So this is my biggest problem, and I know you got to get out of here in like a minute. So I'll keep it short
yeah.
and sweet. But I watched a clip on Facebook, and this is the problem that's pissing me off is Facebook – virally, it's just going nuts, and people are going nuts right now, and they're posting cops hitting people. It's literally like let's bash cops and white people right now. And
right.
I saw a clip, and it was somebody who literally was sitting in a car being such a dick to the cops, like get out of the car, please get out of the car. Man, why? I gave you my, I know my
yeah.
rights. I know that. Trying to be sexy, trying to be cute, trying to be funny. He knows all his laws. He knows this. He knows that. And it's like, dude, listen to the clip I played earlier. The guy
right.
says, I'm covered in pass. I look
that.
Like little fucking Wayne. I look like a complete hoodlum. And if I was just polite to the cops, they were cool. You know what I mean? It's
right.
not
yeah.
rocket science, people. Jeremy, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciated everything
sure.
you had to chime in and give us for details, obviously. Great work on overtime.news. Yeah, Jeremy's on Satellite Sundays. He's on Sports Roundup Tuesdays and Thursdays. Jeremy, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Swiggins.
Yes, what's up?
Swiggy Fresh. Co-founder of overtime.news. One of the nicest guys I know, I think it's safe to say. You stepped away.
Though, it gets me in a lot of trouble.
yeah. He stepped away from the whatever you call them, the mix table, the DJ booth, whatever the fuck it's called
yeah.
nowadays. The turntable. Stepped away from the turntable.
I just ran off the house system, put like a 10, 15 minute mix on, and just went outside real quick.
Well, I appreciate you being here. This is the only live edition of good stuff that we've done. It probably will be the only live edition for a while because it's a pain in the fucking ass. But we needed to get some point of views. I needed Jason to call in. I needed Jeremy to call in. I needed you to call in, and that's how we have to do it. So we did it live. You're here.
I hear
you. You've heard everything that's gone on. Did you hear the clip at the end about her talking about what was in the car and what happened?
No, I actually just
you've been working
got out
right
a minute ago. I heard the radio host yelling at the police guy. That's about all I heard for clips. But I do know the situation. I've been monitoring it on Facebook the whole night and everything. So I mean, I think I can weigh in pretty well on what's going on.
So my biggest problem is that she was not emotional at all. Okay, guy got shot. I'm talking Falcon Heights right now. We're not talking Sterling. Sterling was a different situation.
Fine.
We're talking
that's
Falcon
fine.
Heights. Shot in front of you, your boyfriend. We don't know how long they were together. We don't know how good the relationship was. We don't know if she was leaving him that afternoon. Shot in front
know.
Of her, dying as we were watching the live feed. He was taking his last breaths, hunched over, looking at her, falling into the back seat, bloody down his entire right side, and she fucking pulls out a Facebook live feed, and she starts talking detailed, calm, cool, collective, describing the officer. He's Chinese. Her boyfriend has a permit to conceal and had a weapon and told him that he was going to pull out his license, but blah, blah, blah. Like, she's giving you the fucking rundown like you never heard it before, and not a single weep, not a single, not nothing. She's not nothing. And then the second she gets taken out of the car, the phone gets taken away from her. It's placed face up next to her, staring at the sky. You hear her start, please, Lord Jesus, don't tell me he's gone. Please, don't let him go like this. Yo, can you get me my phone real quick so I can check my Facebook? Like, I'm dead on. If I could do impressions, that was fucking dead on, dude. She goes from a deep, weeping state, crying, just unbelievable, to let me get my Facebook real quick. Like that bitch, I'm sorry, I'm calling her a bitch. You can fucking find me on Twitter at DB297 if you don't like it. But that chick just watched her man get shot dead next to her with a kid in the back seat, and she doesn't give a shit. How do you bust out a Facebook live feed, Chris?
I think the reason for the whole thing is because this whole movement that's going on, I'm not just saying Black Lives Matter, I'm saying this whole peace and love and unity and equality and anti-police is a social media-driven thing. And I think she felt that if she didn't get documentation, I'm assuming the guy was black, right? I'm assuming?
Yep.
Okay. If she didn't get documentation, it would just be another black guy that died, and it would be the cop's word versus her word, and the judge or whoever was just going to take the cop's word. So the fact that she thought she could get it up on social media, she thought she was being a social justice warrior and doing the right thing by exposing.
But Chris, the issue is she didn't get the act. She didn't get the act. She got the post. She got the guy bleeding next to her, and she described what happened. So this
I know,
is not doing
I know,
her
but
any
I'm saying
good.
That's probably what her mind state was. But
she wanted to be a celebrity, dude.
Well, let me just weigh in on this whole thing, because I have family members who are police officers, and I live in a town. Now, luckily, my town is pretty safe. Not too much happens. All the cops in my town really do is give you DWIs and speeding tickets. But a town right next to me, is Schenectady, New York, which is per capita, okay, the most dangerous city in the country, and you can look it up on Google. Per capita, okay? I'm not saying it's not Detroit, it's not Southside Chicago, it's not L.A., but per capita because it's so small. Now, most dangerous city in the country. Those police officers, they're going to a call, and it could be just a regular old call. It could just be a break-in call, or it could even be a suspicious person. It could be anything. And a cop in my town, Clifton Park, would go to it and would not even probably have his gun even thinking about it and just ask the guy what's going on. In Schenectady, he's got his hand on it the whole time, because in Schenectady, it's shoot or get shot, okay?
Exactly.
And if you're a cop. Now, I'm not saying that's the same for all black people. I'm not saying it's the same for all bad areas. But
no, it's
there
a
are
tough job, though. You put your life on the line every day.
Exactly, but what people don't realize about these officers in these areas, okay, because you notice that the areas that this is happening in are not million-dollar mansion. This is not Malibu, California.
Right.
This is happening.
Right.
Okay, so these areas that these cops work in are areas where every time they put on that uniform and get in their patrol car, their life is in jeopardy. And these aren't cops that sit there and set up speed traps and give you tickets because you were going 5 miles over the speed limit. These are cops that every day kiss their wife or their kid goodbye and say, hey, I might not be home tonight. And that's how it works because it's a rough world out there. And everyone's trying to say, oh, well, they're picking on us. They're picking on us. Well, no. You look at the incarceration rates, okay? Mostly African-American, unfortunately, but that's what it is. You look at the rate of violent crime, okay? You look at the rate of all that. All these areas are those people, okay? They're doing these things. And, I mean, I just don't see how if 60 people, black people, were shot in Southside Chicago over 4th of July weekend, okay? 60 shootings. I don't know how many deaths, but 60. All black-on-black crime. Nobody says a word because it's black-on-black crime. But a white officer who's doing what he feels is right, whether it is or whether it's not, gets crucified. So I think, honestly, I put this on the status when you were arguing with Jason Fuddy. I put this on the status that, listen, we shouldn't judge people by their color because some of the best people I know are black people. And some of the worst people I know are white people. So we shouldn't just judge on that, okay? But we should judge on history and track records, okay?
Character.
We should judge on what the person does, character, okay? If you're hanging out with a kid and he's got 11 felonies and you're hanging out with him, chances are you're going to get in trouble at one point or another. He's going to get you in a bad situation, okay?
Right.
But if you're hanging out with a kid that's never done anything, chances are you're going to be fine. Okay, so
that was my point at the beginning of the episode. As I said, none of these guys are stand-up citizens. They're not pulling over Irving Magic Johnson. You know what I mean? Like this isn't. These aren't like these are people with records.
Well,
I
don't know if I'd use that example. I mean, knowingly giving over 100 people HIV. I don't know if that's a stand-up citizen. But
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get your point.
Yeah.
It's not Will Smith we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just like the guys that are getting pulled over and quote-unquote fucked with by the cops are the same people that have been busted for drug trafficking, that have been busted for, you know, that have felonies on their records for assault, aggravated assault. They get it all. Like, they got this kid's record.
This Alton
there was
Smith
somebody
guy,
that posted
this guy raped the 14-year-old. This Alton Smith guy raped the 14-year-old. And
well,
all of a sudden, everybody's like,
problem. Somebody posted
wrong. Yes, he did.
Yes. Somebody posted a thing saying that if a white person commits a crime or something like that, or if a white person dies, they put his like swim time up, like he's a superb athlete.
Oh, yeah. They were talking about the Stanford rape case. They were saying if a black guy gets killed, all of his stats come out. If a white guy does something or gets convicted, they post a swim time. They were talking about the Stanford rape case. The kid that raped the girl got 6 months. That's what they were talking about.
What a fucking joke. But
understandable.
There's only 90 seconds left of the episode. So listen, you made all kinds of great fucking points. But what I want you to hear is this last clip. It's from the show Scandal, and it's a clip that Jason brought me on to. And I want anybody who has a problem with the situations that have gone on, anybody who has a problem with police, listen to this clip and tell me you don't understand what the hell is going on out there.
The truth is those people in Rosemead have no respect for anything or anyone. No, they're like you. They just take whenever they want, and they have no problem turning their backs on the people who gave it to them. People like me, who strap on their boots every day, kiss their wife and kids goodbye, and trek 40 miles into a city where everyone, including little babies, are taught to look at us like the enemy. They are taught to question me, to disobey me, and still I risk my life for these people every day for 7 years. I have allowed myself to be disrespected and hated by these people, all to protect them from themselves. I mean, all I hear about on the news are dirty cops. Cops who shoot innocent black kids. It's crap! There were 84 murders in this city last year. Were all of those cops shooting innocent black boys? Hell no. Those were blacks turning guns on each other, and yet somehow I'm the animal! Brandon Parker is dead. Because he didn't have respect. Because those people out there who are chanting, crying over his body, they didn't teach him the right values. They didn't teach him respect. He didn't respect me. He didn't respect my badge. Questioning my authority was not his right. This blood is not on my hands.
So an intense clip, to say the very least. I want to thank the co-founder of Overtime.News, Chris McSwiggin, for calling in. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jason Cordonnier, for calling in. Thank you, Jeremy Bloom, for calling in. You can follow us all the time on Sports Roundup Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can follow us. You can listen to us on Satellite Sundays. You got my show, Good Stuff, that happens every Thursday. Thank you very much. My name's Dustin Bourque. I'm not a racist. I'm just me. That's it. And I'm going to be me until the end, people. Good stuff.